Scorpion Daily, we're back, and this time we're not in the car, thankfully. I am just feeling awesome. I'm feeling the opposite of nostalgic, which I guess is, like, daydreamy. I think, you know, I'm somewhat nostalgic for, like, my previous ventures. But I'm also very, very excited for the future. And so what I've been thinking about a lot is, you know, what's in store for me in the future? What exactly am I going to be doing that's going to be making more sense? Probably a whole lot of goodness, a whole lot of good stuff is going to come. And I'm just preparing for all of that. I'm just prepping for it. So just really, really excited for that. I don't know what else to say. I mean, look, good things will come and things will take a lot of time. But overall, you just have to remember that, you know, being patient is part of the process. And so, you know, I'm very patient. I am, I'm going to have to stick it out. But I think in the meantime, that doesn't mean that I can't, you know, give my all in all areas of my life. It doesn't mean I have to sit still. It doesn't mean that, you know, I just wait and bide my time. No, I think, like, because it's gonna take a long time, I might as well spring into action, you know, start doing things. So that's the way I feel. I think things are starting to happen for me. I'm just very, very grateful for it all, and I couldn't be more happy, honestly. So yeah, I'm just daydreaming a lot these days, and maybe that's what I'll call this podcast, is, you know, daydreams. You know, the thing about my daydreaming is I daydream for things that can and potentially will become reality someday. You know, the possibilities are endless, and so I think about things all the time that are not too far out of reach. I don't think of, like, crazy things. They might seem crazy to other people, but to me, I've already decided that it's very, very possible, that it's very doable. So yeah, it's just been a great, great time. I only got about 5 minutes or so here with you guys, but you know, something that I've been thinking a lot about is starting to have my own office again. You know, I really miss those days, the camaraderie. It's just unfortunate that I couldn't do it the way I wanted to. And there was a lot of rules. There was a lot of, you know, red tape, among other things. It was just weird. I definitely could have done a better job making things. You know, I definitely could have made things feel better, but nonetheless, I don't know, thinking about a lot of things. And that's one, you know, I wanna have my own office again. Not really for any particular reason other than, like, you know, just want to be doing the things that I enjoy the most. And so, yeah, you know, music is my passion. I tell the story a lot now, but I had lied to myself many times for a very long time. I convinced myself that music was not a viable career path. I lied to myself, you know, and I told myself that I didn't, you know, that I didn't love music, and that wasn't true. It's always been there. Can't deny it. And I think the longer, things went on, the more apparent it became. And now it's undeniable. You know, music is my passion. So I just need to figure out how to do that. To live that life. You know. It's interesting. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be awesome, you know. But I need to figure it out. I need to figure out the logistics behind it. How is it gonna work? Just put my mind into it. So there is that. But yeah, I'm just like super thankful. Like really, really thankful. And it's weird because, you know, I used to get into ruts. Just kind of like small episodes of sadness. And although it kind of feels like one, I'm still like extremely proud of myself for how far I've come. The growth. I mean, even though I feel like I'm in an episode of sadness, the difference this time is I don't feel the sadness as much. Like, I know it's there, but I guess I'm just not, like, feeling it all that much because, you know, I gotta keep going. I just have so much to be thankful for. Like, it really is getting easier. So I guess maybe these are happy feelings in a way, like the nostalgia reminiscing, like, you know, I've been living in the past and living in the present, and I think I have been doing that to learn from both lessons, you know, apply things into the future. I do try to stay as present as I can. Yeah, that's one thing that I'm very, very on top of. But other than that, I think that's my time, so I gotta jump on Discord and, you know, we'll keep it going. So anyways, love you guys. Peace.